Chapter 37. Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned as king, instead of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah. But neither he, nor his servants, nor the people of the land, did listen to the words of the Lord, which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah, the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Pray now to the Lord our God for us. Now Jeremiah came in and went out among the people, for they had not put him into prison. Pharaoh's army was come forth out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans who were besieging Jerusalem heard news of them, they broke off from Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Thus shall you tell the king of Judah, who sent you to me to inquire of me. Behold, Pharaoh's army which has come forth to help you shall return to Egypt into their own land. The Chaldeans shall come again and fight against this city, and they shall take it and burn it with fire. Thus says the Lord, Don't deceive yourselves, saying, The Chaldeans shall surely depart from us, for they shall not depart. For though you had struck the whole army of the Chaldeans who fight against you, and there remained but wounded men among them, yes, they would rise up, every man in his tent, and burn this city with fire. It happened that, when the army of the Chaldeans was broken up from Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, then Jeremiah went forth out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to receive his portion there in the midst of the people. When he was in the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the guard was there whose name was Irijah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah. And he laid hold on Jeremiah the prophet, saying, You are falling away to the Chaldeans. Then Jeremiah said, It is false, I am not falling away to the Chaldeans. But he didn't listen to him, so Irijah laid hold on Jeremiah and brought him to the princes. The princes were angry with Jeremiah and struck him and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison. When Jeremiah was come into the dungeon house and into the cells, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent and fetched him, and the king asked him secretly in his house and said, Is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah said, There is. He also said, You shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Moreover, Jeremiah said to King Zedekiah, Wherein have I sinned against you, or against your servants, or against this people that you have put me in prison? Where now are your prophets who prophesied to you, saying, The king of Babylon shall not come against you, nor against this land? Now please hear, my lord the king, please let my supplication be presented before you, that you not cause me to return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there. Then Zedekiah the king commanded, and they committed Jeremiah into the court of the guard, and they gave him daily a loaf of bread out of the baker's street, until all the bread in the city was spent. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard.